This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number 2, I'm so thrilled to be with you today. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. If you missed any parts of hour 1, by the way, I encourage you to get over and check out hour number 1. We had T. Rose was with us, MRC. We actually also played her interviews that she did in front of the Supreme Court steps when, or not, well, kind of at the base of the steps, but basically she interviewed people from both sides on behalf of Media Research Center and Newsbusters. And it was just a very, very interesting piece that was done, as well as catching a debate between someone, a woman who is pro-life, and another woman who is for killing babies, and said that you know, the human beings there in development don't have any rights and shouldn't be protected from murder. So and it, just very interesting. And then Tom Norton, who is running for Congress in Michigan's 2nd District, the new 2nd District in Michigan, was on in the second half hour, and you can find him at tom.gop, tom.gop. Let me share this with you as I introduce my next guest, David Shostakis, our constitutional originalist attorney. The court well explains why, under our substantive due process precedents, the purported right to abortion is not a form of liberty protected by the due process clause. Such a right is neither deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition, nor implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. As I previously explained, substantive due process is an oxymoron that lacks any basis in the Constitution. Justice Thomas wrote that Roe v. Wade relied on substantive due process, an interpretation of the 14th Amendment that allowed judges to make law from the bench based on their personal biases and not an interpretation of the Constitution. By that legal assertion, he is saying the court's ruling on Mississippi and Dobbs is restoring a true constitutional view of the 14th Amendment. This also then affirms Ted Cruz's argument in the Obergefell case that unelected justices cannot legislate law. That case overturned 32 state constitutions by the actions of one judge relying upon an interpretation of the law that made the judicial branch superior. Kavanaugh wrote, hoping to head off a challenge to Obergefell and focusing on contraceptives and Lawrence, which is sodomy. He did this because he knows that as a matter of constitutional law, substantive due process has no historical or legal basis. It's why Roberts did not join the majority in overturning of Roe v. Wade. They have stripped the judges across America from being little kings and queens. Roberts' position as Chief Justice was dealt a blow, as he is no longer the king of America's courts. Balance has been restored to America and new life breathed into the Constitutional Republic. The Coach Kennedy case was decided when Roe fell because the constitutional power was restored and thus the First Amendment. God's crown over America has had the dust shaken off, and we are in a whole new America today. Now more than ever, the church, we the people, and families have hope for America's future. And I welcome David Shostakis to the program. David, welcome.
Thank you so much, Greg. And that is quite the introduction. I will tell you that I remember in law school, everyone's eyes glazing over when somebody would say substantive due process. Nobody ever understood that. I graduated in law school in 1987.
Okay.
For those 3 years during constitutional law classes, and the term would continually come up, and the question was always to the professor, what does that mean? And the professor could never answer what substantive due process is.
Of course not, because it doesn't exist. It's an altered reality. Hello?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's exactly as Justice Thomas describes. It's an oxymoron, because due process deals with actual procedure. When you talk about substantive law, that deals with policy. And so you have policy and procedure, in which case you can have procedural policy law. Nobody's ever understood the term substantive due process. We didn't understand it when I was in law school, and nobody's understood it since. The whole concept is crazy because it is what they say an oxymoron. Justice Thomas is absolutely correct.
So,
go ahead.
Let me just throw this out then. So, in light of that, and in light of, you know, because what Thomas has done, he took the majority opinion. He said, yes, I agree with the majority opinion, but let me outline something specific about what the majority opinion says that no one else is focusing on. And that's this dismantling of substantive due process, which, as I understood it, essentially dethrones the judiciary in America and restores equality to the three branches of government. That's huge.
It is huge in terms of erasing judicial supremacy. You know, where they go, where in fact, what they do now is go back to interpreting the law and not making the law, or actually not even interpreting, but rather applying the law as written by either the constitution makers or the legislatures, either way,
okay.
And giving them their due. And, you know, it's kind of funny, the people that are all complaining about this are all the people that go around calling America a democracy rather than a republic. What the justices have done is, in fact, say, go practice some democracy. Go debate among yourselves. Go win legislative elections. Go convince your fellow citizens that your position on that particular topic is in fact, the correct one.
Right.
Make your argument.
Make your case.
Win elections. Have those folks enact this. Because, of course, there are really only a half a dozen or so actual rights in the Constitution itself. You know, when it comes to, you know, basic constitutional rights, I would suggest the five outlined in the First Amendment plus right. the Second Amendment. Everything else is procedures to protect those rights.
Okay.
And so those are the substantive rights. The rest of them are procedures for protection of that. Yes.
So let's address one of those rights, because on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled in the New York rifle case, as I understand it, essentially they revalidated Heller and they unwound New York's restriction on the ability for someone to bear arms. Keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So I want you to explain that, but my question that I'm going to ask you is this. That very night, Republican senators sided with Democrats and passed a law. The House agreed. Biden, in the early morning hours of Friday, signed it into law. And my understanding of the analysis of that essentially is that it begins to create a registry. It enforces red flag laws. It is an attempt by the legislature to unwind the very firm hand dealt by the courts to support the Second Amendment.
In many respects, that's accurate. Like, the interesting thing about the whole red flag laws is the aspects of that is they don't create a United States red flag law, but what they do is provide incentives for states to create their own. And red flag laws are the same. They're the flip side of the coin of the New York law that was just overturned. The New York law essentially said that you had to prove that you had a reason to carry a gun, that is, your life is in danger or you're being threatened, that you have to prove that you had a reason to be able to have a weapon to keep and bear arms, as opposed to, of course, the default position should be, is that you have that right and that exists, and you have to do something affirmatively to lose that right.
And they have to prove that you did something that is deserving of the removal of that right.
Precisely.
Okay.
Yeah. So that should be the default position.
So according to John Lott, he said on the books right now, David, the law is that's supposed to be followed is that if there is an issue, if someone actually believes that an individual is a danger to themselves or others, there is a judicial hearing followed by a psychological evaluation followed by mental health assistance for that individual, and somewhere in that process the judge might decide that at the moment there needs to be a trustee of some sort, I guess would be some form of term, but a trustee that would be a guardian that would be put in charge of any weapons that person has temporarily until that individual is mentally and emotionally in a better place. And that would be determined by the professional medical who would be giving them the help that they might need in that moment to manage themselves and work their way through how they feel. That's already, folks, already in place, and it's constitutional because there is a judicial process, unlike the red flag law, where there is no judicial process, no hearing, no opportunity, and once your weapons are taken, now you've got to fight to try to get your Second Amendment right back.
Yeah, and even the first one is fatally flawed in my opinion, because okay. Of course the psychological evaluator has no incentive to in fact say, oh no, this person is okay. Mm. They have every incentive to say no, they're not, because
they get paid.
Yeah, well, number one, they get paid. Number two, they're going to default on the side of saying that they're not fit, because if they say they're fit and something goes wrong, liability. They're going to be responsible.
Yeah,
liability. They're going to be responsible. So even that process is a danger to
needs
anybody's,
to be examined.
Anybody's right.
Yeah, needs to potentially be examined. Okay. Interesting. So there we go. I mean, folks, you know, as David said, and we'll get into more of this when we come back, because these are important things. I know it may sound like it's kind of dry or what have you, but God is a God of law and a God of order, and sin is the violation of those laws and that order. Our founders gave us these rights, and they believed that these rights were inherent and that these rights would give us the protection that we needed. Freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to redress our government, and the freedom to keep and bear arms so that tyrants could not overthrow us and overwhelm us, we the people of the country.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest is our constitutional originalist attorney, David Shostokas. David, I want to bring that up, what we were just talking about, because I think it's, you know, this becomes the issue. And I registered some frustration, and I'm still somewhat frustrated. We had, what happened and what I wrote, what happened and what Justice Thomas points out was bigger than I think most people even realize. The Coach Kennedy case that was decided on Monday, after what happened with Roe v. Wade, after substantive due process was essentially quashed, the Kennedy case was a foregone conclusion. There was no other direction that a constitutional Supreme Court could go but to grant Kennedy his religious freedom and his religious rights. And there are some cases that are going to be coming up having to do with the military members that are saying, we're not going to take the injection because on religious grounds, we believe that these things are tainted, will either taint our mRNA or that they were, that there are aborted pieces and things having to do with abortion that played a role in the development of the injection, and that we object to on religious grounds. You've got those kinds of cases that are coming up through the courts. You've got free speech issues now that I think are going to be coming up through the courts, and cases that ask the question regarding a private social media company that operates under the direction of the government, and so then, you know, what kind of protections? There's so many things now that with substantive due process quashed, now your six rights are reinstated, and judges are going to have to figure out a whole new way of adjudicating a number of these cases. David, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, but yeah, jump in here, please.
No, that's correct. If substantive due process is out the window, then the court is gone from the business of creating things that are not in the Constitution, which is what they've been in the business of, for some 50, 60 years.
Right.
When you go back to the precursors to Roe, that includes Griswold, the contraceptive case, and Loving, which is the miscegenation case. Those are all pre-Roe kind of cases, and they're decided on substantive due process grounds. And frankly, I don't see a legislature banning contraceptives. You know, I don't see a legislature reinstating any law that says citizens of different races cannot marry. As a practical matter, the judicial basis for those decisions is gone, but the political basis to do anything about those issues certainly does not exist.
Well, or what's right or wrong. I mean, the issue comes back to whether or not these are issues that a federal government should overreach and tell people how they're going to live, versus whether or not this is something that states and localities decide for themselves. What kind of a community do they want to live in, and what rules do they want the people in their community to participate in? Contraception, you know, I know there have been lots of different arguments about it, whether or not that is in fact an abortificant, or whether or not it is, there are those kinds that are just simply preventative. That is of course, you know, the question. The marriage issue, that rolls back to me to our original intent of our Constitution, wherein all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the destruction of this race war that they've got us in anyway, that they've put us in anyway.
Yeah, there's arguments regarding the miscegenation statutes that actually exist in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that do not require any substantive due process regarding the equality and due process of law, and regarding the issues that race should not be something that you should legislate about.
Right.
And so, although Thomas mentions those cases in his opinion, he mentions them for the substantive due process problems.
Right.
He doesn't mention them for the other kinds of issues upon which they may stand. And so, it's just that it would be really great. Law school would be a lot easier if they got rid of substantive due process, because then we go back to reading the Constitution rather than reading Supreme Court opinions. That's
right.
Been the problem for many, many years. That's what they don't teach the Constitution in law school, by the way.
Of course
they
not.
Teach Supreme Court opinions, which are not the same thing.
Right.
And so,
right. They train you up in precedent, and they don't train you up in truth.
Yeah.
Whereas before the two were married together. Before the 1960s, everything was about understanding constitutional original intent, and that's why you studied the documents of the John Jays and the founders and the individuals and what their rulings in Blackstone and so forth, so that you had a really strong basis in comprehending what did the Constitution mean and what was its intent. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. She is a member of Understanding the Threat, an incredible organization founded by John Gondola. And you might be familiar with them, the Center for Security Policy. John was associated with them, but he also was a very, very good friend of my dear friend, Phil Haney. And so it is my sincere pleasure to welcome Peggy Mast to the program. Peggy, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. And Phil Haney was a very special friend to me too.
Yeah, I was actually the pastor that texted with him and spoke with him just days before his murder.
I believe he was murdered as well. And
And I'm
really
still, I'm still very close with his sister Diane and Tom and their and the whole and the family. And they've gotten no answers. And I know that wasn't our topic for today, but it's a fact. They have gotten no answers, and I'm going to bring Rick Manning into our conversation. Hang on, one quick second. There we go. And welcome, Rick. I have Peggy Mast with us. Rick, do you know Peggy Mast?
I do not.
Well, this is Rick Manning. He co-hosts with me during this time, and he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And Peggy is with John Gondola and Understanding the Threat. And I know you know John.
I do.
It's nice to meet you.
All right, Peggy. So go ahead. We were talking, and Rick was a good friend of Phil's as well. But we were talking there briefly about Phil's murder. I don't remember if you were starting to share something. Please, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh no, Phil and I actually trained together under John Guandolo.
Okay.
And we had a 2-week training. At the conclusion of the training, he came and brought me a strand, you know, 3-corded strand, and handed it to me and explained to me that it represented heaven. And he said, "I just want you to know you were chosen." And we met. I never thought I'd meet him again, and we met many times afterwards just by being in the same location, you know, at a meeting, and I didn't expect him to be there, whether it be Worldview Weekend or whether it be the Republican Convention. Just a special friend, and I kept asking, "Why did you say that? And how many people did you give this strand to?" And he went, "Only you." And I said, "Why did you give it to me?" And he said, "You were chosen." So, I mean, it was like putting the mantle on me. And I called him my brother. And then his sister, I don't know, she was connected when he was traveling across the nation and he was sending pictures to people. And I called him my brother. And she got on and she said, "Wait a minute. I'm his sister. Who are you?"
Well, you know, he he's appropriate for our conversation because we dearly miss his incredible analysis and his ability to detect and expose threat and to do so in such a way, his ability to connect the dots and then say, "No, guys, this is what we really need to be looking at," was, I mean, there's nobody that I know that's out there that has his specific gifting.
Yeah, his desire to, number one, seek justice, but also love, mercy, and walk humbly with your God. I mean, he exhibited that. Yeah. He was so strong in his faith and maintained that so strong, and he never backed down against evil.
So let's get on to that, because as we were talking in the green room right before we came on the air, you know, we talk about the number of threats that we are facing today. You know, I know that we want to talk about, you know, the domestic terrorist, the real domestic terrorist threats, which are not the patriots that went to express their displeasure on January 6th and pray for a nation that is exactly where the folks that went there were concerned that it would go. And we are exactly where those folks that were there, many who gathered and prayed and spoke and shared and talked and were attempting to raise the awareness of the rest of America to what was about to befall this country. They're not the real terrorists. The real terrorists are these Antifa thugs and these other individuals. Peggy, let's talk about who the real terrorists are, where the FBI really should be focusing its attention domestically, and then we can move to the border that you and I talked about up north.
There are so many things that we can look at what's been going on over the last several years, and Occupy Wall Street, you know, very same kind of activism, vandalism, attacking law enforcement, starting fires. Then you had the Black Lives Matter movement, exactly the same kind of activism, you know, because there was Antifa was involved. Antifa was actually started in Germany. It was a communist group that said they were anti-Nazi. And the Antifa individuals have the same flag today as the communists did there. They hate faith. And as a matter of fact, I just saw Twitter and Antifa accounts on Twitter. They were standing by the attack on the pro-choice pregnancy center because the executive director is a liberal Catholic Democrat, and Antifa opposes all forms of Christianity. and all U.S. institutions and government. So their whole goal is the overthrow of the United States of America. And that's, they're just waiting and always looking for another opportunity to take on an issue to forward their opportunity to use threats and violence in order to intimidate and create fear. And we know as Christians that Satan, his greatest weapon is fear and intimidation. So, and I just, the interesting thing is the individual that made this quote was actually, it's called the Pro-Ho Union. You know, LGBTQ has gotten involved in this. It's just many liberal organizations following the example of Rules for Radicals and Saul Alinsky.
Now, let me ask you this, Peggy. Let me ask you this for some deeper clarification. These entities, I mean, we believe in, you know, the ability to assemble. We believe right. in free speech. We believe mm-hmm. in redressing grievances with the government. And right. so if these organizations and these entities were simply about holding a rally and expressing views we may not agree with, but we would have no problem defending their right to express those views in a constitutional way. What's the problem with the way in which they're doing it?
I mean, they are actually seeking violence. They're actually seeking destruction. They're looking for excuses to do that. It's not really a matter of an issue. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at a video this morning where someone went up to a guy and said, you're pro-abortion. He said, yes, I'm pro-abortion. A woman has a right to do what she wants to with her own body. And so the interviewer said, well, what about the vaccine then? I mean, do we get the opportunity to decide whether we want to inject something into our body? No, that's not the same thing. If you were pro-life, you would want the vaccine. It absolutely makes no sense whatsoever that in one they're saying pro-choice and another they're going, no. And this is about, I mean, this is actually about legalizing murder. And I think, why would an LGBTQ, all those, why would they be interested in supporting abortion when obviously they don't procreate naturally anyway? So, I mean...
Well, I've always found it to be an oxymoron. They call it Planned Parenthood, but their ultimate goal is to kill the baby.
Their biggest income, and actually use baby parts. I mean, they actually sell human baby parts to make profit.
And there's another oxymoron, because that was one of the reasons why Abby Johnson left the clinic, was because she actually went in and participated in an abortion, and part of the process was taking the parts that had been torn asunder, this little tiny innocent body tore apart in the womb, arms ripped off, legs ripped off, head ripped off, shredded, and they had to, in order to prevent infection, okay, in order to prevent the infection, I'm sorry, but it's just mind-blowing to me, they had to account for all of those parts. And then you have David DeLeiden, who is now up for, now it's been reduced down to 8 counts, but he's still up for these counts against him. And he's the guy that exposed them saying, we're selling baby body parts. And then they turn right around and look you right in the face and say, yeah, but... that's not a human being.
Yeah, we actually...
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here My guests, Rick Manning, my co-host, Americans for Limited Government, GetLiberty.org, and our guest is Peggy Mast, UnderstandingTheThreat.com. UnderstandingTheThreat.com. We were talking a little bit in the break, and Rick, I want to toss this to you for you to run down this question path. But you were asking Peggy about Antifa, and I throw it to you, and then I also just want to dovetail on that to ask, how serious of a threat is Antifa across the country? And then Rick, please ask your question on top of that.
Well, I would say Antifa is extremely, they're very serious about what they're doing, and they are very interconnected with one another. These groups that are all, joining in the destruction and the overthrow of our country have websites and organizations that they, with the media being able to be, transferred. When they do a riot, they have a way of communicating over the dark web, show up, bring the Molotov cocktails. They tell them how to dress, as in January 6th, dress wearing Trump hats, but put them backwards so we can identify each other. They are extremely effective, and they are getting dark money. Of course, Kamala Harris actually encouraged people to donate to the organization Black Lives Matter, which was a Marxist organization working with Antifa the whole time. And I don't know if you're aware, but they had $90 million to spend, and somehow $60 million is still unaccounted for. And the lady that headed it up, the executive director, Patrice Cullors, actually bought mansions in white neighborhoods because she didn't think black neighborhoods were safe. I'm just telling you, this is how ridiculous it is that right. They had a following. But I think that movement is dead. Now they have a new movement, same group, same goal across our nation.
Rick?
Now, they're using the ACORN model, where they used ACORN until it got exposed, then they disbanded ACORN and just created another organization to funnel money through. Yeah. But the question I have in terms of Antifa, because everybody's heard them and we see them going around and doing violence. How many of them are there? It seems to me that they've got shock troops, 1,000, couple thousand shock troops, maybe 10,000. But are they everywhere? Or is there a relatively small organization that travels?
And I think that there are some of them that travel. Some of them are well-trained individuals that are leading the pack, but they're not easy to find. I talked to sheriffs around the nation, and they said, if they could find the leader, they'd be able to disperse the crowd, but they can't. They don't identify themselves. Of course, they dress in black most of the time to do destruction. These guys are not going to be obvious, but they know how to organize. We actually had a Black Lives Matter protest in the Capitol when I was there, and a guy with a big camera came and sat next to me on the front row because we were having a hearing, and I just looked at him and I said, "I've never seen you before. Where are you from?" He went, "California." And I said, "You came all the way from California for the..." And of course, the big camera was for the purpose of intimidating people that were not going to repeat the narrative and not going to support them. Those guys know what they're doing, and they're very efficient.
So they're professional, they're trained, and they, both from a military and from a PR perspective, and their goal is to intimidate. Their goal in any way possible with the goal of destroying America.
Yes, and FBI has even exposed that they have sent individuals to meet with ISIS to learn how to build bombs, to escalate the violence. And that's the purpose, is the violence. And still we see the majority of people that are in leadership in Washington, D.C. are not condemning Antifa.
Well, you had Christopher Wray, who testified that Antifa was not an organization, that there was no organizational structure. I mean, he's on record before Congress having made that testimony. I want to dovetail, right? Is how ridiculous is that? I want to dovetail this with the whole J6 thing that's going on. I believe his first name was Mark. Mark Stinger, who just recently passed, and his funeral's coming up on July the 2nd. We send our condolences to the family. But he was the Senate Sergeant in Arms on January the 6th. He retired right after that. And he said in a video testimony that there were, by his investigation, paid agitators, and they needed to be investigated. Patriots.
They were not. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say, go ahead. I'm sure you've got background on that. Please share.
Well, John Guandola was there, you know, and he said he was standing with FBI and they were identifying the Antifa that was going by, you know, the gear that they
Wait a minute. John Guandola was standing with the FBI. Folks, this is so important to get this. John Guandola is standing with the FBI. The FBI is identifying Antifa. Remember, the media, the FBI, the J6 committee have all told us there were no Antifa at the Capitol on January the 6th.
There are videos of them coming, and you can see them, videos taken from inside the Capitol of them getting in, and they were dressed like Antifa. I mean, why would Trump supporters dress like that? I mean, come on. And
Nick Searcy has video of them changing out of Trump gear into their Antifa gear, a gathering of about a half dozen of them in his video, the Capitol Punishment video. He has a video of them doing it. Go ahead, Pig. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we've got to get this out, for goodness sakes.
Well, and don't they love to utter obscenities? I mean, that's one way of identifying them from, you know, the different Trump supporters were praying that day. They were singing, you know, praise songs.
Right.
They were there worshiping God and asking for God's intervention. That's not quite the same as the profanity that comes from the lips of these people that have nothing but hatred in their heart.
Well, even when the D.C. Capitol Police all of a sudden started beating that one innocent woman, and there's a guy who's been charged and was held, he may still be being held, who got in between the baton of the D.C. police and this woman that was literally on the verge of being beat to death. And even in the midst of all that, you see that video, and he's not cussing at the guy. He's just like going, hey, stop. This person is innocent. She's unconscious. You need to stop beating this unconscious woman. Hello?
That's right.
All right. So we identify, is Antifa a national organization? And do you think that on the backside of this decision, that they will use this as cloaking to launch a full-scale assault? I mean, when we know that they're planning a full-scale chaos riot in big cities across the country. Mm-hmm. What do you...
There's actually a website. We won't go back. Go to that website. It shows where the protests are planned. And it was really populated, you know, right after the decision was issued.
Okay.
There's fewer that are, you know, still going to happen now. So they've been updating it.
Well, they get their instructions and then they drift off into the darkness because there is some secrecy, if you will, about what they're trying to do. But that's what Project Veritas identified as well. Thank God for them. All right, we're out of time. Peggy Mast, understandingthethreat.com is the website, understandingthethreat.com. And if you want to know what the bad guys are doing, go to We Won't Go Back. We Won't Go Back. Rick Manning, President of America's for Limited Government. Remember, at the end of the day, Christians, we've got to stand.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.